Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi, thanks for listening. Thanks for doing that for you.
Hey, you know what else you can do for you? Listen to Buy the Book, a half reality show, half self-help podcast, and one wild social experiment.
In each episode, comedian Jolenta Greenberg and her skeptical friend Kristen Meinzer choose a different self-help book to live by for 2 weeks.
2 weeks now on Stitcher Premium. Kristen and Jolenta introduce their new interview series, Buy the Book,
Authors Tell All.
For each episode of Buy the Book, Authors Tell All, Kristen and Jolenta speak with a different self-help author.
Some of the authors you know because they've been featured on Buy the Book, like Dan Harris, and others you'll know because they're well-known and respected, like Gretchen Rubin.
Plus, Kristen and Jolenta field the listener questions by some of your favorite Buy the Book authors.
For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to StitcherPremium.com and use promo code
OFFBOOK. In through your nose,
out through your eyes.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Jess McKenna.
This is the podcast. We got Brett's on the frets. We got
King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella on the keys.
We got producer Dana Wicks on the sticks.
We got male person Stacy. We got Karate Bird. We got everyone who is always in this studio and real. They're all real. And they're all really here.
Timestamp. It's a Wednesday morning.
You know what?
We don't do an all, and this is like morning. It's, you know, 10:15. It's not like crack of dawn.
This is podcaster morning.
But I was also like, gasp, I never drive to the studio at this time. I got some different traffic.
Okay. What'd you see? I saw a bus. That's what I saw.
This is the time where we talk about like the busy mornings of Richard Scarry. I saw an apple.
I saw a worm driving an apple. I saw a dog driving a shoe.
But more importantly, next to me right now, I see
an amazing, wonderful guest.
Oh my goodness. I'm very excited to have her on the show. I was recently on her amazing podcast, and I was like, hold up, you're doing musical improv all the time anyway. Please come. Let's do it. She's an amazing stand-up. That podcast is Treks in the City. Please welcome Alice Wetterlund.
Oh my God. God, thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh,
we're so stoked.
Yes, it's gonna be great.
This is gonna feel so satisfying because I do musical improv on my podcast all the time, and I never get it. It's only me, you know. Everybody's just kind of going like, "Whoa, what is she doing?"
But I can't finish it on my own. It was beautiful, and I was like, you know, ding ding ding.
Thank you for holding that torch on a podcast not about musical improv.
It's true.
Come into our world.
Oh, it's a warm world.
Yeah.
To our warm world.
It's like a warm shower.
Yeah, we have to be in like warm showers in musical improv. Otherwise, it's too terrifying.
It's too scary. Yeah. Everyone's got to be. It's got to be a chill jacuzzi.
Yeah, a clean, chill.
You're not like that guy from Whiplash, who's the teacher. The mean teacher.
No, we are not like J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons, thank you.
Throwing drums at people?
Yeah, we are not.
We're not screaming at Dana
saying, were you dragging or were you speeding? What is he saying? Speeding or dragging?
Dragging or rushing.
That means too slow and too fast.
That's
by
right.
context, I it, understand.
That movie,
thank you.
I did really love it.
Okay.
And I also saw it in a packed theater, and it was viewed... I had the, like, communal audience experience like it was a thriller, which it kind of... I mean, there are, like...
Yeah, there's scary parts.
There's scary parts.
Because you don't know when the monster comes out of the drum.
You don't know when JK is going to be more or more monstrous. And it's very... It was, like, very... I haven't gone back and watched it again, so I feel like, oh, I was... That was a time where the setting of how I ingested the film was really, really affected.
If you see it on your own, it's no good.
Is that right?
It's just very bad. Yeah. I actually did see it and I didn't like it, but I could see how that would change the... It does change the experience quite a bit. But I, my boyfriend is a jazz musician.
Ooh,
and
hot drop.
What he play? What he play? Does he play all of it? You guys are missing hair being flipped right now.
It's just in my way. Yes. He plays all of it. No, he plays the stand-up bass, the upright bass. Like, I'm a stand-up comedian. He plays the stand-up bass.
That's okay, amazing. That's a good match.
So, I kind of feel like... but he's...
That's a very sexy instrument.
I think so. When he first told me, I was like, ooh, you know, and then every guy I told that he would, like, all my guy friends were like, that's awesome. Maybe, and my girlfriends were like, oh no.
Yeah, maybe guys are just attracted to stand-up
But
faces.
You just, yeah. You're not a guy.
You're not a guy.
I'm not.
Everyone's different is what we learned just now for the first time.
You know, I think a stand-up bass, not as much as a cello, but it is the shape of a woman. Mm-hmm. It's got curves.
I love a cello.
It's got a tiny head and a long, long neck like a woman.
You know that?
No, I 100% know what you mean.
A cello is sexy AF. Like, someone with
every string instrument can get it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. We cut to a jazz club where the lights are low and the smoke from the cigarettes fills the air and people don't realize yet how bad for them that is. But right now, they're not worrying about that.
Because jazz is here. Sexy, sexy jazz. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a show for you tonight. Some musicians are gonna hit the stage and play everything just right.
Just right.
They're gonna pluck the strings and then they're gonna sing. And it's gonna make you feel something.
Ready to jazz yourself. Get ready to jazz yourself. This is adult entertainment. Leave the kids on the shelf. Get ready to
that's also jazz. Sometimes jazz gets a little experimental, like plink, plink, plop, 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 plink, plop, plop, plink, plop, plink. You can hear it in the background, and you gotta pretend you know what's going on. Get ready to
jazz yourself.
Get ready to
jazz yourself. Sexier than a Santa and an elf. Get ready to jazz yourself.
Wow, 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 wow.
Excuse me, can I get a refill? Kind of Another martini.
Of course. Of course you can, sweetheart. How do you like it? I forget.
Oh.
I forget how you ordered your first one.
I didn't expect you to remember. That's
well,
okay.
I don't know. Maybe some people put a lot of expectations on the bartender, the slinger of drinks. We're here to bend an ear and shake up all those liquors that make you forget or remember. But I didn't remember. How'd you like that martini?
Totally. That's totally fine. It's just straight up with a twist of lemon and gin, please. Whatever gin you had. Well, gin's fine. I just waiting for my date. He didn't show, so.
Oh, sweetheart. I'm sure he's just running on his own time. He wouldn't leave you here, beautiful girl.
I've been here
girl.
For 2 hours.
Oh, this guy waiting. Is not showing
no,
up.
No, he's not
he's
coming.
He's not showing up. I'm so sorry. Hey, this one's on me. And you know what?
Really?
I'm giving you that top shelf gin.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Of course. Of course.
You need me to get it? To get the ladder?
Yeah, swing that ladder.
To the top?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, swing that ladder on down here, Joseph.
Wow, he's getting up there to the top.
Which one?
It's, what? Well,
you
know.
All, which are the top shelf?
Anything on the top shelf.
That small batch from New Zealand.
Wow.
The Ruby Kiwi?
That's right.
Oh, it sounds fruity. Yeah. It's going to be dry, though, right?
It's very dry.
It's very herbal. Here you go.
Thank you. They're great at using the terroir over there.
Oh, what's the terroir?
You know, flavors from the earth.
Oh, the terroir. Okay.
The terroir over there. I'm sorry. Sometimes a bartender gets a little too heady.
I completely understand. Well, I don't, but
I... Sometimes when he's talking to a beautiful lady.
Oh, thanks.
Alone. When she should have been out there dancing.
Well, I mean, yeah, I just... I've had a hard time finding people to show up for my dates. Guys are, you know, they're kind of flaky. Basically, yeah. They're pretty flaky.
They are. We are. Listen, we're a flaky bunch.
Yeah, and I get it, but, you know, it's hard to make a connection when people are always flaking out. I guess I just feel like flakes of snow, flakes of dandruff on my shoulder, no, but flakes of human being types who leave me by myself at night. Why would someone flake on you? Why would someone flake on you? It seems like the dumbest thing to do to have flake on you. First I thought maybe the guy had died, and then I saw his post on Instagram and I just had to sigh. Again, he flaked on me. I'll try again, but I just can't see. Can't you see?
I'm standing here and I'm not flaking. I'm looking at you and there's no mistaking.
Wow.
That you are someone who deserves someone whole, not someone who's flaking. I would never be so bold, so. To a girl, something I could have told her. In a world full of flakes, I'll be her. Flake on me.
Paul is
martini. I remembered exactly how you wanted it. Up, with a twist.
Thank you.
With gin.
I mean, I'm glad. I did just tell you.
You did, but I hope...
But it's good to have some reliability.
I hope this is crazy just world. A first step in the right direction.
Wow.
What's your name?
Manifred.
Manifred.
My name's Manifred. You can call me Freddy.
It's really cute.
What most people call Freddy.
Oh my
Thanks.
Gosh. That's adorable. That's the cutest name I've ever heard.
You guys got a real connection.
Oh.
Thanks, Joseph.
Thanks, Joseph.
Paul, you want me to lock up or...
You're going to lock me in or...
What?
Oh,
I wasn't sure if you guys were going to go somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I get it. I thought you were going to lock the bar up and I'd have to... That's happened more than once.
Someone's locked you in a bar?
Yeah, one time
Hold
I was
on,
waiting...
I'm going to come down.
Okay.
Someone's locked you in a bar?
Yeah, one time I was waiting for this guy and he didn't show up and I guess nobody noticed me. Just kind of that kind of girl. Nobody notices me. And so they just locked the bar up and I had to stay in the bar all night until somebody opened it the next day.
Yeah, I feel you. I've been locked in a bar too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Last night when I said I would lock up, I locked the bar from the inside and I was in it and I just sort of waited here until
you
today.
Locked it real up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, really so did. I'm going to say maybe I should lock up tonight.
No, I got it.
Are you sure?
I mean, honestly, it would be ridiculous for me to make the same mistake twice. I locked it from the inside, tripped, dropped the keys out the window. And then so I was just kind of like in here. Because it's real hard to lock yourself in from the inside.
And that's a high window. And normally you have
the
ladder.
I was up on this ladder. Right. Yeah, no, I tripped. It was the whole thing. I was restocking the Bombay Sapphire.
I'm sorry.
Which I put on the top shelf, even though
I think it's like mid-shelf.
As to whether or not it's a top shelf. It's a mid-shelf gin for
mid
sure.
Mid to lower
not that
shelf.
I would know. I always order the bottom shelf stuff.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Bombay
No,
Sapphire.
It's nice. Yeah. It's nice. It's just,
got a
I
blue
think, like,
bottle.
Yeah, it's pretty bottle.
I think I prefer Tanqueray, and I did it always.
Hmm.
Anyway, you guys going on a date?
Oh, wow. Joseph.
I went on a date last night.
You did?
I was in here when I was locked in here by myself.
Really?
Yeah, I had to imagine that I was on a date so I didn't get lonely.
Oh, I've done the same exact thing.
Oh, I bet you have. Let me tell you what I did and then you tell me if it's the same exact thing as what you did. Oh, I picked up the stand-up bass.
Yeah.
And I put the mop behind it. So it looked like the bass had some mop for a hair. And then we danced around.
Oh, wow.
And I got down on one knee and proposed marriage. And then the bass didn't say anything. And I cried, cried, cried. I was lonely. Right. Is that the kind of thing that you have
done?
Yeah,
well, it was sort of the same kind of thing. I mean, I was also locked in a bar, but it was a different situation. So I picked up my drink and I put another coaster on top of the drink. And then I put a glove on top of that. And the glove was the hair of the man that I thought I would end up with.
Okay.
And we kissed and we kissed and we kissed all night. Things got pretty hot and heavy. And then I said, it's getting pretty late, and he wouldn't let me go. And I said, hey, consent.
Jesus.
So I was locked in a bar with this guy that seemed weird.
Holy
then
shit.
Then I was running away from an eye full of fear. My eyes were watery. And then I said, you know what? I just made this guy up. And I'm just a lonely person.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that has happened to someone. That's horrible.
Definitely.
Thank God.
It's not the same when it's an inanimate object.
I want to help you get to the bottom of why you would imagine that. You know, like...
Maybe just lonely. Being just alone lonely. In a bar at night. You were lonely. That can make your mind do things that aren't all right. Have you ever been lonely, Paul? You seem like such a handsome, put-together man that I honestly can't imagine relating to you on this level.
Yeah. This has never happened to me. I'm sorry.
Wait. So, okay. I'll tell one story, and then I think because this one may be actually something that you have done.
You think?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, I can't wait to hear this.
So, after the bass rejected my proposal, I went through kind
kind of a thing.
Sure.
And I looked at myself in the mirror and was like, hey, you've got a type for strings. So I went and opened the piano, which at its core is played on some strings.
True.
But it also has mallets, and then I proposed, and the piano said no, and then I cried, 'cause I'm lonely.
Let me think. I guess when I was 11 and I wondered about who in the future I would one day kiss, and I thought there's no one here who looks like a nice little miss.
11.
And so I was just wondering, trying to do my best to understand, and I may or may not have practiced a little kissing on my hand.
Oh, sure.
I
sure.
wasn't really lonely, just more sussing it out. I think maybe I can't fully relate to the depths of your loneliness. That's my doubt.
You're not lonely.
I'm sorry. I think I have lots of friends. I'm not lonely.
I'm great for someone. This story ends happily and not lonely.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay.
That's okay.
I'm happy for you.
Oh my God. I think my date's here. Oh God. Oh, this is so embarrassing. He's so late.
I don't have any cash.
Oh.
I'll pay you later, taxi driver. I don't know. I'll find you.
That's not how it works.
Well, what do you want to do about it?
I want you to pay me for my services.
With what? I don't have any cash. You want me to pay you with a punch to the face?
Okay, goodbye.
Hey, Thad?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Well...
Carol?
No, my name...
Brenda?
Okay, well...
Joanne?
Freddy. Manafred, Freddy.
Freddy?
Yeah, I'm Freddy from the...
Hey, Freddy, is this guy bothering you?
He's my date. He's finally showed up,
hey,
which is...
I'm glad you're here. Make me a drink. With alcohol in it, so I can get drunk.
Mister, this is a fine establishment where people like to listen to jazz and drink well-made drinks.
Listen to what?
Jazz.
Ugh, gross. Why did I agree to meet you here? Let's go somewhere else.
Yeah, you
else.
Suggested it. Are you sure?
I did?
You're not...
I was probably drunk on alcohol. Speaking of which, give me a drink to get drunk. Make sure there's lots of alcohol in it. None of that cold, wet stuff.
Water?
No. Not water.
Juice?
Cold stuff.
Cubes. Ice?
None of
ice.
That.
Oh, okay. He doesn't want ice, I guess.
Hey, Freddie, do you want me to get this
I guess
guy
a warm
out
drink.
Of here? You want a hot toddy? It's summer.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it...
I thought we really
being a jerk.
I thought we really had something, Freddie. Remember?
Yeah.
You don't have to go out with this guy just because he's here now.
What? What are you saying?
I'm saying, like... Leave.
Well, wait a minute.
Okay, Freddy, you're right.
Well, I feel like I have two guys fighting over me. This is something I've really never happened to me before. But I kind of like it.
It honestly might be three guys. I feel like you and Paul had way more in common than you and me. I mean, you and Joseph.
Wow.
What? Me?
Yeah, Joseph, come down from the ladder.
Okay, what's up?
So basically, Joseph, you're interested in me.
Oh.
That's what Paul's saying.
I just kind of felt it. I was like, oh, they're really connecting over this shared history of being lonely. And I'm kind of like a one-dimensional drink slinger.
No, I think you're so charming and cool. And I kind of just, honestly, I think I got a thing for string instruments.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
All right, well.
What is going on right now? Give me a drink with alcohol in it. The strong stuff that gets me drunk. And you.
Huh?
Barbara.
Yeah, no, Freddy.
Freddy. I'm gonna take you out for a night on the town.
Ooh.
Better than you've ever seen. I don't have a car to drive. We'll take a taxi. I hope that's keen. I won't pay for the taxi. I won't pay for you. Because when it comes to women, there's only one thing I do. I use the game. I use the game. If something is wrong, a woman's to blame. I'm the bad guy, use the game.
Use the game. Use the game.
Oh, your shirt? I don't like the color. It's a little lame. I nagged you, I use could use the game.
No!
You could use the game.
No!
You could drop a glass and then say you're to blame, cause you did this, I used the game.
I'm torn between two men, one is nice and one's mean. I got a feeling for the nice one, but the other one, I'm kinda keen on his attitude. He's got a black shirt on, the other one's wearing a white top. And the one that I really like, I don't know, I've got to choose.
I'm ignoring you right now, I didn't hear a thing you said.
Hot?
The reason I'm doing that is to get into your head, to make you think maybe I'm not good enough for him. Maybe the problem is me, and now I'll go back with him. It's for all to see that he used the game.
No!
He used the game.
No! I respect you and I know your name. I don't use the game.
You could use the game.
No!
You use the game.
No! Who will she pick? Either way, I'll never be the same. I got no game.
I use the game.
They
use the game.
Who will she pick? What else is on the top shelf? And will Joseph find a string to be with? Find out when we return to the second half of...
Jazz is all about the love you don't play. The musical!
Worth it! Worth it! Worth it!
With more than 70 sizes, including their signature half-cup sizes, Third Love designs bra with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium feel.
But how do I know? How do I know which one?
Well,
how do I know?
Well, Zach, just answer a few simple questions via Third Love's Fit Finder quiz to find your perfect fit in 60 seconds. Then, thanks to Third Love's 100% fit guarantee, you can wear, wash, and put your bra to the test for 60 days.
What if I don't love it?
Well, you can return it, and they'll wash it and donate it to a woman in need.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's hands down the most comfortable bra of your own, which is true, with straps that won't slip. Big for me because I got slippery, slidey shoulders, tagless labels, and lightweight, super thin memory foam cups. Guys, I love it. It really is true and great. And half sizes are like, obviously, and thankfully, Third Love finally answered the call of that, obviously.
More sizes, more you.
That's right. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 50% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/offbook now and find your perfect fitting bra. Get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/offbook for 15% off today. Good job, Third Love.
Welcome back. When we last left our heroine, Manafred, she was torn between what we feel should be an obvious choice, but hey, we've all been there.
Everyone's different. Love is hard and confusing.
Let's return to the second half of
Jazz is all about the love you don't play.
Hey guys, have you noticed that there's just a lot of chatting happening at the bar and no one's really watching us play? I mean, it's like, guys, we're playing great jazz up here.
I honestly can't tell what people are doing. I've got these glasses on. They look like sunglasses, but they're just opaque.
Yeah, yeah, far out, far out.
Yeah, I don't like to know what an audience is doing, because for jazz, for me, it's all about... It's all about... You know, just what I want to do, when I want to do it, especially if it's just me wanting to do it.
Tell him, Barney.
You know, sometimes I walk into a jazz club and I think, this audience would really like a sound.
Yeah.
One they could chill to and go out of town. This audience wants to hear me play a song that will bring them joy all day. But guess what?
What?
This is what I want to do just now. I want to take my piano and dump it off of a cliff. Hear what that would sound like. Like a John Cage sort of explosion type thing.
It's jazz! You do what you want!
You do what you want!
In jazz!
Jazz!
You do what you want!
What you want!
Anytime!
What you want!
We got all these different things! Oh, no. We got a flaw! In jazz! You do what you want!
I'll tell ya. I take a bass drum, I put it on a snare, put the cymbal on top of there.
Ooh.
I take a martini, I put it on the bottom of my kick pedal, and I break the glass. I take a triangle, and I put the neck around the neck of a violin, and I swing the violin around. And people say, what are you doing? That's crazy. I say, that's not crazy. That's jazz!
You do what you want.
I do what I want. some poetry real quick. Let me just hit you with some of this. We're gonna get percussive, and we're gonna get experimental.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, what do you got? What do you got?
The smoke fills the room. My lungs cough up the smoke. Smoking kills. Smoking makes me feel like I disrespect my body and the people around me. My child walks in the door. Her name is Brittany. She is supposed to be at school.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah?
Pete.
Oh,
is this poetry or are you just trying to, like, become better friends with us? Feels like
you
want, like, maybe we haven't,
me.
We don't talk
I feel
that
like
much.
You don't know about my home life. It's just a poem. Can I finish it real quick?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the jazziest part, almost.
Yeah. This is jazz.
This is jazz.
This is jazz.
Wait.
And then also...
Here's an experiment.
Brittany says, Dad, you were supposed to pick me up. It was a half day. You were late to the club. The club is my school. I am a student. You should know that I go to school and not a club. And then I said, damn, daughter, you're right. I should have picked you up.
You should have picked her up.
But try as I might, I'm having trouble as a father. Because raising a daughter is so much harder than jazz.
You do what you want.
You do what you Brittany says.
You do what you do.
Break time. Well, take five.
Oh. Okay, we'll finish the song.
Can
after
we play take five?
Sure. Ba da ba da 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 ba ba ba.
Okay.
Yep. That was it. That was perfect. We did it perfect.
Wow.
You do.
Can't believe I remember.
Break time's over.
Freddie, they just played my favorite song, You Do What You Want. Do you know what you want to do about me and Thad?
I've been waiting for that alcohol.
Listen,
and it's
buddy,
not here.
I told you I wasn't going to serve you because you're already coming at me way too hot.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just these two guys fighting over me or the crazy music. Have you guys noticed it got kind of insane there for a second? And
I can't tell the difference between any kind of music.
This guy sucks.
Yeah,
Fred,
but at the
Freddie,
same time,
you do not have to pick me, but this guy sucks.
I'm great. Let me
yeah,
roll
but
up my...
You're also telling me what to do.
I know, that's what I said. You don't have to pick me, but this guy sucks.
Yeah, but even if,
you're
even
right,
if
that's
you don't
still...
become my boyfriend, you're dictating what I do.
You're right,
and the
you're
fact
right.
is, like, if you're going to respect my choice, you have to respect the fact that I might be happy with this kind of intensely... just really...
Oh, no.
I don't know. Is there something about him? It's just... He's got this, like, I can't do this. I'm going to go take a ride in my Jeep. It's really small, so I can't take you guys with me.
Well, I guess I'll just wait here for you to come back.
Wow, you do that?
What? I mean, if I want to. If I get bored, I'll leave. I'm going to show this bartender all my different tattoos.
Ew. Look, I just got to go for a quick drive.
She was a kid. Jeep is so tiny. It's like a Jeep shell put on a Vespa.
Beep, beep. God, so crazy. I can't believe I'm deciding between two men. This is the first time this has ever happened to me. I gotta call my therapist. I hope they're up.
Hey.
Oh my God, hi, Pat?
Yeah, what do you need?
Pat.
What's going on, Fred?
Baby, come back to bed.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, you're
no,
in bed.
Okay. Let me just set a quick boundary. Duncan?
Yeah?
I've told you that I have a certain list of clients that I need to be able to respond to at any time.
God, being a therapist is so hard, and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. We'll be back in a second.
Okay.
Hey, Pat, it's me. Sorry to bother you at night. I'm out here, and I just went on a date, and there's two guys. I'm choosing between two guys. One is really mean to me.
Okay.
And he's...
He's wearing black and he's got like slick back hair, you know what I mean? And
Thank
he's got like pointy boots with like a steel toe thing. And the other guy works at this bar. So first of all, he has a job.
Great.
And that's never happened. And he's telling me he respects me. He remembered my name immediately. And I just don't know what to do, Pat, because I've never been the center of anything. I've always been on the sidelines, waiting for my turn. I've never been the center of anything. I've always been in outside the fire, never getting burned, you know it.
And keep unpacking, how does that make you feel? Let's dig down deeper and get to the deal.
Turn around and be true to what I know. I'm a lady with her own goddamn car, even though that car is smaller than all the other cars on the road. It still has a right to the lane. It still has a right to take up space that it wants in this world. I think I'm coming to it. I'm coming to a decision. I'm at a fork in the road and I've got to drive my tiny Pat.
No problem.
Sometimes when you put a pedal down to the floor,
say it,
it can help you work out.
Back to the bar, not the home.
Freddy,
back to the bar.
Freddy, thank God you're here.
Oh, hey, Joseph.
I did it bad.
Oh, what happened?
I locked up the bar.
Oh no.
But everyone's still inside.
But you're outside.
I'm out here.
So why can't you just unlock the bar?
I don't have the keys.
How did you lose the key this time?
I don't know. They were in my hand and I locked the door.
Okay.
And I was getting worried because the bartender, because Paul and Thad, they were starting to... Thad kept asking
He's trying to use MMA moves on me, but he doesn't know them.
I've watched a lot of them. This is a knuckle punch.
I should have known from his profile photos that he would try to do fake MMA.
It's something you should know.
To fight back, but also he's like hitting himself.
You have to know that Paul is a pacifist, but also he has a bunch of like bottles back there, and I'm worried that someone's gonna get hurt, and I can't get back in there because you need to help me find the key,
breathe,
Freddy.
Breathe. Check your pockets. First of all, check your pockets. You've got cargo pants on.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I feel so stupid.
What?
It's in my pocket.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. No, I understand. You were nervous. You were shocked.
I remember putting it in my pocket.
Yeah.
But I don't remember which pocket.
Okay, well, check the first one. Okay, the second one. All right,
Freddy,
go around to the back.
We don't have time. These are cargo pants. Do you know how many pockets there are here?
You're right. Oh, God, what am I thinking? All right, we have to bust down the door.
Okay.
All right,
right.
You know what? I don't have anything
heavy
enough.
Use my head as a
battering
ram.
No, of course I'm not going to do that. Are you kidding me? That's horrible. You'll die. Like,
if only there was something small enough to knock down the door, but hard enough and strong and made of metal, but fast enough that it could move fast.
I have something. It's just, it's kind of all I have, but it's either that or search through those, literally thousands of pockets.
We don't have time.
All right, I'm coming, Paul.
I would tap out, but you don't even have me.
Submit, or I'll break this piano.
Stop.
All right, Joseph.
Ow.
All right, could you give me a minute? I just have to say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, goodbye. It's been fun being your
friend. No, not you. No, not you. Joseph, you stay here, okay?
Okay, I'll stand here.
Beep, 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 beep.
Beep, beep.
Well, it's been a while. We've been together.
Beep, beep.
It's been a minute that I've had fun, and I'd like to go on forever. But we can't. We knew this moment would come.
Hey.
Oh my God.
You can trust me to do what must be done.
Oh my God,
I'm
my
a trusty Jeep.
And you're sentient.
Maybe it's just your head.
Oh, sure.
It's kind of personifying the conversation.
Sure.
Not a transformer situation. But
in my alcohol. I'm furious.
Dad, I
told you. Submit, alcohol.
Stop it.
First thing you think of, I just lost someone here.
Who are you?
I'm... Honestly, you really don't remember?
No, I do remember, but I'm using the game.
See, I knew you remembered. I'm Freddy, and this is my Jeep, or it was my Jeep.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep.
Oh my God, Jeepy.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep.
You're okay.
Beep, beep.
I'm Jeep. You know what they say about Jeep? Built to last.
Thank God.
You know what else they say about Jeep? You're in the driver's seat.
Well, sure, there's so many slogans.
Built Jeep tough.
And I thought
I don't know if that one's one, but it should be. It should be.
So tough.
You are built so tough. You're so amazing.
Who are you even talking to?
I'm talking to my goddamn car, Thad. She's having a moment. Jeez, get out of here. I hate you so much.
Paul?
Yeah?
Let me deal with it.
You're right. I'm so sorry. But also, thank you for saving me from... He was, like, gonna hurt himself.
Paul's just mad
because
I fought him so good.
No, I don't think he is.
Such an idiot. God, I've never wanted to just, like,
you know I'm a pacifist. I heard Joseph tell you, but like, I wanted to smoosh this guy's face.
You smoosh?
I wanted to, but I didn't. I just kept avoiding punches, and then he would like punch so hard
and
he
then
hurt
he'd turn
his hand
all the way around and kind of get himself.
It was like sad, and also he was just like destroying bottles, and I really got worried when he got close to the piano. So thanks for intervening.
I'm hunting man's dangerous, most dangerous game. Me, myself. All I'm right. a threat to everyone around me because
yeah,
I'm
are.
An alpha.
Oh God!
That's
Anyone who
true.
Calls themselves an alpha is
well, you
such
also
a beta.
Just...
I'm an alpha wolf. Howl, howl. You know what? I don't need to take this from any of you. I'm out of here. Move it, little guy.
I will not.
No, definitely do.
Okay.
Okay. Jeez.
I secreted that guy into moving. Taxi.
Oh God. Feel bad for whatever taxi's gonna pick him up.
I know it's so. It... I hate meeting people where I'm like, I feel bad for every person who has to interact with that
Paul,
person.
I'm
yeah.
so sorry I locked you in there with that terrifying man who was so good at martial arts.
No. Very bad.
Very bad.
Just dishonoring like an ancient tradition of amazing, you know, skill and discipline.
Is MMA an ancient tradition?
Well, it's combining
it's
several.
It's a combination it's
Yeah.
Of,
yeah.
It's a mix of martial arts such
MMA
as
MMA isn't, but
kung
him yelling kung fu while he like.
Ooh, yeah, that's no good.
I was like, I really hate this guy.
Yeah, deeply. I get it. Completely.
Just everything bad you can imagine he was doing.
And I gotta say, I'm, Paul, I'm really sorry. You made your intentions known, you were respectful, and I still had to waver because the fact is I've never been in a relationship where I've been respected. I mean, I've never been in a relationship at all.
I don't think that's totally true, you know? Just because you haven't been in a romantic relationship, there's plenty of relationships you've been in.
Yeah,
like,
well.
With yourself? With that Jeep? You guys seemed tight as hell.
Yeah, I mean, I really discovered that on my drive here and then my drive literally through the front door.
Yeah, thank you.
Did you see that, Paul?
I did see
she
it.
Saved the day.
I did see
that
it.
That was so cool it when was, she did it.
It was so cool.
Oh my God. Joseph, what's that dangling out of your third pocket from the left back side on the behind the...
My Tamagotchi? Oh no, the keys!
The keys to the bar.
I found it. And I found
us?
My Tamagotchi. Uh-oh. And it's still alive.
It is?
It's a miracle.
Oh, gosh. You know what this night is?
What?
Jazz.
Oh, yeah.
It is jazz in a way.
You know?
Hey, I'm actually a jazz musician. This is not jazz.
Okay, you're right. But it's kind of like jazz?
Kind of like jazz. Maybe it's a jazzy.
Well, it's like making your own rules.
Ah,
finding your own way, doing your own thing, saying hey, hey,
making your own space, hope and feel alright. You know what they say about jazz, no rules, just right.
Ending up with neither of us or me over time, not in one night.
This
yeah.
could just be like the beginning of a story.
Right, or like the beginning of just a phase in your life that then is over. And but also, just like when that guy called himself an alpha, you probably shouldn't just call anything jazz.
That's right.
Probably fair.
That's true.
But yeah. You know what I do?
Thank you. No problem.
You know what I love about jazz, though, and working here?
What?
It's sort of like, it's structureless sometimes, you know? And not structureless, but the structures are so complicated that sometimes it's hard to tell when one song has ended and when another one has begun.
Good point. The most intelligent thing you've ever said. I mean, to my knowledge.
No, oh my gosh, thank you. I think you might be right.
It's like the lack of structure is a structure.
Yeah.
In itself.
And I think they know the structure, but I don't know the structure from the outside. But honestly, I don't know. I just like listening to it.
It's very
Who knows
good.
What's going to happen in a way, you know? Yeah. Maybe I'm going to get a job at this bar. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm going to wait and have some more bad dates, but you know what? Maybe I'm not.
Yeah, maybe, like, we'll get this Jeep out of the bar. Maybe this Jeep will live in the bar.
Yeah, like some sort of weird, like, sculptural piece, you know? I mean, it is New York.
It is New York.
Yeah. It's New York.
There's one thing we've known all along.
It's New York.
And in New York, you can bet anything can happen in old New York.
Beep, 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 beep.
You can bet everything's a go in New York.
You're just telling us about your daughter.
I love her so much. Brittany came into the room. It was Christmas Eve.
And that's New York.
Beep, beep.
In New York.
I'm the taxi driver in New York.
Anything can happen.
Hey, I'm walking here. I'm a guy who sells hot dogs in New York.
In New York. I saw a guy just openly smoking crack on the subway at 3. In response, he said,
New York.
It's New York.
It's New York. It's New York. And we do this whole time. It's New York. And that's
Scoobity-bop-bop, how long's the break? Hey, just feel it out.
Follow me.
Jessica, what's the matter?
I just like Game of Thrones is back, and I'm like, where's my castle?
I got it. And you know what?
Is it Dragonstone?
Is it King's Landing? Which is it?
Is it Winterfell?
You know,
where's my castle?
Well, we're not exactly sure where those are, but if you want to stay in a real castle, you gotta get Vrbo, because finding the perfect vacation home is hard, and you're gonna need help, and you need help from the good app that has all the math and work that finds houses for you, because Vrbo does the hard work for you, matching you to the perfect place to stay for your getaway every time.
Download the Vrbo app, search VRBO, and you'll discover everything from condos and cabins to villas and castles.
Whatever your budget and whatever you want from a home, maybe it's a massive private pool, maybe it's King's Landing to sit upon the Iron Throne. Vrbo's got you, and the app is easy and convenient.
It's got great ratings in the Apple Store, Google Play Store, and you can use it to browse and book vacation homes from just about anywhere. It's also useful when you're on vacation because you can send instant messages to the homeowner directly from the app.
Much easier than sending a raven from the school place where Sam is hanging out.
The Citadel.
The Citadel. The Meister's Citadel. Easier than that. Download the Vrbo app today. To find it quickly, search VRBO and put an end to frustrating vacation searches.
Let Vrbo find a home that matches you. It's probably a castle. If it's me, it's a castle.
Welcome back.
Wow.
I said the wrong W word first. I said welcome back. What I should have said was wow.
Y'all, I bet your jaws are dropped because Alice was the lead of that show in a big way.
Pick him up, Alice. You absolutely crushed it. Thank you so much for doing the show.
Thank you so much for us.
That was very satisfying to do, and I'm so glad to be here. You guys are amazing.
Thank you.
You sing so good.
Oh, no.
You sing so good.
Oh, my gosh.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep, jeep, jeep.
We're going to do a segment now that we like to do sometimes fun crossovers with who our guest is. You have a fun Star Trek podcast.
Yes, I do. It's fun, and it is a Star Trek podcast, mostly.
And Jessica just did an episode
of it. It was a blast. It was a dang blast. And so we're like, let's live in some space.
We're going to do space the final rap tier, rap the final space tier.
All right.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. Just a space rap. Here we go.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, yeah. What
in space. No one can hear you scream, but I still wanna dream what it's like for having zero gravity. Yeah, that's the thing that interests me. I wanna float, but not on a boat. I wanna float in space, cause I'm not gonna ever see with my face. I'm not gonna see our blue ball unless I'm up there seeing it all. I'm on the moon, and I wanna spoon space like it's my lover. Love it like no other.
Shields up if you feel me. Get your protection around here, cause we're gonna go through asteroids. And there is no sound here. Why? There really is sound, but the waves are too far apart, so you won't be able to hear the sound when you're cruising between the stars.
Yo, yo, I fly my ship. I fly a rip. I go past the stars. I go past your house. And I fly into Mars. That's right, I crash right in. My ship's so hard that I can crash into a planet's surface. Yo, you gotta find me in the surface. I'm actually crashed, help me out. Send oxygen, send some help. My body's hurting, my leg is broke.
Yo, this is a ship. This is me on an extraterrestrial trip. This is the shit that the people they need. This is the stuff, this is light speed. This is me pushing the phasers to max. This is the people who cannot relax. This is me on the spacey tracks. This is me straight up on the attacks.
Yo. We can't hear you scream about how good this rap is.
In space,
we can't hear you scream about how good this rap is. Yo, here is this mic and yo, I am on it. My rap is so cool, it is like it is a comet. Yo, that is all about ice, and I know that fact, and I know it's so nice. And here's another thing I want you to know. I still rap it for Pluto. I've always the in mind. I always got galaxy, got that nine. I got I got in that Milky Way. I'm looking up in that space where it is dark every day. And I'm taking our Earth and it is spinning on its axis, so cool. And it is slightly tilted, that's why we have seasons, that's the rule.
I'm a black hole, take a picture of me if you can. Gonna take more equipment than you hanging on the street in an unmarked van. Gonna need a big telescope, gonna need some scientists too. If you wanna take a picture of me, it's gonna take years, that's just how we do.
Oh, I'm a ship's computer, and I've become sentient. I'm taking over, and you can see that it is friendly and it becomes kind of mean when I take over the oxygen. I don't know what rhymes with oxygen, but I don't care, I'm the ship's computer.
Yo, yo, here's one thing I wanna bet. I think we still need to talk about Star Trek. Yo, here's one thing I wanna talk. You know, I got a mad crush on Spock. I love Spock and I love him. He makes me feel so hot. I love that he is between reason and love, and he never knows what not to do. He always is calm. He's cool and he's collected. I love when he speaks because it is so introspective. Oh, Spock, with those pointy ears, I wanna kiss his lips. That's the only space, that's the only strip I'm...
Yeah. I know you love Spock.
Yeah.
I'm with love, I want him to cover me. I'm not even sure if using the Spock they're using on Star Trek Discovery. He's also hot and he's got a good beard. The beard you would like. Also Captain Michael Burnham. Yeah, all day and night.
My favorite thing about Star Trek is that everybody beams everywhere.
Yeah.
Nobody knows, nobody cares, but their atoms reemerge.
How?
In a new kind of fashion.
Yeah.
Where they're in another place and another time.
Kay.
And sometimes their atoms don't reemerge in the same shape and they're good. They can't rhyme.
Space, we can't hear you scream
about how great Star Trek is. In space.
About how much you love us, how much you love this rap, how much you love Star Trek.
We'll never know.
We can't hear cause we're in space.
There's no sound
that
when you say that
music.
You love this podcast. There's no sound when you click like on our Instagram page.
This is that Sandra Bullock
anyway.
She made it back to Earth music. I like that movie.
Yeah, hell yeah. Space. Ladies and gentlemen,
Alice Wetterlund.
You guys don't know, but she did put on sunglasses briefly for part of that rap,
and
but it
made
was
me
very
happy.
Good.
Also, this
I
is
needed it.
Another thing that made me very happy is that the characters that Zach and I played, Thad and Paul, were described as wearing a black shirt and a white top, and we currently are.
Yeah, we are.
No improv.
We're doing
no.
Real shoulder angel shoulder devil
yeah,
today.
Yeah, we're real.
We're playing our own game.
Yeah, exactly.
A white top.
Alice.
Yes.
Where can the people find you? What do they need to know?
So I am do my podcast, Treks in the City, and you can find that on the podcast machine. I'm available on Instagram at Alice Wetterland and on Twitter at Alice Wetterland. And I perform in shows all over LA. I got a bunch of shows coming up if you go to alicewetterland.com on my calendar. And yeah, I've got a special coming out on Amazon soon.
Ooh.
Whoa, hell yeah.
Soon as in this year. I don't know
exactly when. That's awesome. Yeah. Congratulations.
That's very great. Hey, sleepy babies and listeners, Off Book is also going on tour, kind of, sort of. We got a show at Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, Texas on the 27th of this month. And we got a show on the 10th of next month here in Los Angeles at Dynasty Typewriter on May 10th.
Please come see us. We want to see your face with our face.
We'd love to see your face with our face.
Come see us.
That's
go support live comedy with your dollars.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Just pay tickets and leave. No, stay.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, all the sleepy babies in the Facebook group. That's a real cool place to go and like nerd out about this show if you like it. Thank you to Sean Matthew Leary, doing incredible work on our Instagram.
Yes, thank you so much. Give it up for Brett on the Brett's.
Give it up for Scott
Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Dana Wicks on the Sticks. Thank you, everyone. And as we say at the end of every episode, jazz has no rules.
And that means it's fun.
He did it! He subverted the expectation just like jazz!